Okay, so yesterday at this time, we reacted to a Star Tribune story about Mary Moriarty's office, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, and we reacted with our friend Kevin Burke, who I've known for a long time. Kevin was a Hennepin County judge for close to 40 years, was a chief judge two separate times, and it was basically about increased interest and pursuing potential police misconduct records by Moriarty's office and a dramatic increase from previous offices. This goes back to two Supreme Court cases regarding due process. Basically, prosecutors need to disclose to the defense any information about a case that would benefit the person in charge. Now, the Tribune played it up. Jeff Day wrote about it. When we had Kevin on yesterday, I was asking him, okay, a lot of people in this area who've paid attention to Moriarty, I'm one of them, I'm not running from that at all, have felt like there have been cases where I don't understand why the charges were there in the first place. I don't understand the charges weren't stronger. And there's been a lot of pushback by police on, is Mary Moriarty, is she on our side? She ran with one position, with a number of positions, but there's been a lot of pushback. So when I think a lot of people saw this story about, now wait a second, you're on the prosecution side and you're looking for all these records of police misconduct who in a lot of cases are on your side. Are you going too far? Burke seemed to say that he felt like what Moriarty was doing was required and was avoiding a lot of either another trial or an overrule. So that's what Kevin Burke said. Chris Maddle, excellent defense attorney, heard the interview and wanted to respond. Chris is known for a lot of cases in town, most recently when he represented State Trooper Ryan Lonergan. Of course, that was a controversial case when Moriarty had charges and eventually dropped them. Chris was very outspoken about it. So, Chris, I always appreciate you coming on. What did you want to say about the Trib story and how Kevin Burke reacted to it yesterday on our show?
Yeah, thank you, Chad. So, yeah, the gist of what retired Judge Burke said is that we really shouldn't be concerned with this new policy because it's not an attack on law enforcement, and it's necessary to get that information regarding law enforcement to judges and even criminal defendants. And there's two things that I wanted to point out on that.
Sure.
Moriarty announced that policy on January 3, 2024, and she charged my client, Trooper Ryan Lonergan, 3 weeks later on January 24, 2024. If it's really true that this new policy is not an attack on law enforcement, then why didn't Moriarty file any such motion in Trooper Lonergan's case? She's filed almost 600 of these motions in other criminal defendants' cases since she announced the policy. Why didn't she file any such motion when she made a cop her criminal defendant? In fact, as you will remember, Moriarty consulted with a use of force expert in October 2023 when that expert essentially told her, you have no case against Trooper Lonergan.
Right.
We then filed a motion to get all the email and text messages that the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, including Moriarty herself, wrote regarding that use of force expert. All of those documents were exculpatory, right? Well, what did Moriarty do with respect to that motion? You guessed it, she opposed it. So listen, this woman is remarkably selective when she claims to be aggressive in pursuit of justice, but believe me, she's taking her foot off the gas when the needle is pointed at her.
Okay, so I can I just follow up on that
little bit
and then get your second point? I certainly understand your passion on your case. You know it very well. And by the way, as someone who's followed closely, I agree with 100% of your characterization. Are there other examples outside of this case involving a member of law enforcement, Ryan Lonergan, where you think there's a pattern to this versus what happened just in the case involving your client?
I have been practicing for over 30 years. Where there is information of police disciplinary files, more often than not, it involves a cop that backs into another car that gets a disciplinary file for it. The rule of Brady is that it has to be material to the defendant. And what Judge Burke said yesterday is that it might be good for the defense. That is not the law. That is not the law at all. What it says is that it has to be something that goes to the defendant's innocence or would reduce a sentence. This pattern that we are seeing, again, very selective when Moriarty does it. She's always seems to be a pal of criminal defendants, except when she makes them the defendant a cop. But this pattern in general, when we're talking about these disciplinary files, I haven't seen it. It's not to say that it's not there, but I certainly have not seen it as pervasive as what they keep spewing out over and over here about law enforcement.
What about what about other counties? And then go get your second point, too, because I don't want to hold you off.
My second point is one that just really irks me, okay? In state and federal courts, every trial, there is a jury instruction that tells juries to consider the credibility of a witness when analyzing their testimony. Okay, let's remember that Mary Moriarty was Kevin Burke's judicial clerk. Okay, the retired judge didn't mention that during his interview yesterday, and it wasn't mentioned in the Star Tribune. I think it's important for your listeners to know that.
I have mentioned that during multiple other interviews.
You were one of the first ones. You were one of the first ones early on in Trooper Lonergan's case to say this did not smell right.
No.
You watched the video. Yep. You were fair about the video. And you said, I don't see the crime. You were frankly one of the only ones out there. And I'm just about to give a speech on some of the media's handling of this case in particular. You were one of the only ones to actually call this out for what it was since day one. A lot of the others kept putting their finger on the scale, their thumb on the scale in order to try to go after my client. And I very much appreciate that. But I also think when some of the stuff we're hearing from experts, I think it's important to say, hey, listen, some of these experts have a previous relationship where they want to protect somebody. And I think that that is certainly the case here because, listen, Mary Moriarty, let's not make any bones about this. She's a disaster for cops. She's a disaster for Hennepin County. She's a disaster to the state of Minnesota. We need to stop defending her. We need to stop defending her to keep our streets safer because she is doing exactly the opposite. I credit her, as you just said, she ran on that.
Yeah.
That's exactly how she ran.
And okay,
we got exactly what she said she was going to do, but it needs to end.
Okay, so again, Chris Maddle, prominent local defense attorney, you can hear, very reluctant to give his opinion. For her to come on, and she's been on this show before, and she will be again, for her and her supporters to say, all of you can be mad at me, but I told you how I was going to operate. You all knew it, and I'm following up on this, and the citizens decided in the last election that they wanted me over my opponent, so you shouldn't be surprised one bit. And also come back, because you're about as visible as any attorney we have, for Chris Maddle to say I'm a disaster is a dramatic exaggeration.
Yeah. Okay. Look at the record. Look at exactly what law enforcement's reputation and their you know, I have always experienced throughout my career a very cozy relationship between prosecutors and law enforcement. I have spoken to dozens, if not well over 100 cops that don't want a thing to do with her. People writing me constantly and saying, I am afraid to do my job in Hennepin County. I am afraid to pull out my gun and because I think that somebody might prosecute me in Hennepin County. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? You want cops hesitating? Because in my view, what's really happening right now, they lost the defund the police in a vote among Hennepin County and City of Minneapolis voters. What they're doing now is defunding the police in a different way. They are making it impossible for people to want to be police. So right now, everybody is saying, don't make me go to the city of Minneapolis. Don't make me go to Hennepin County. I'll go anyplace else to stay away from those nutballs.
They are accomplishing
the objective just in different means.
Let me get a couple more questions in before we run out of time. In other counties in the metro area, where I know you've had clients, whether it's Ramsey, mm-hmm. Tacoma, Washington, How different right now in 2024 is their Brady policy compared to what Moriarty's office has put into play?
I happen to know that the State County Attorneys Association has been working on a policy on this for quite some time. I know that a former assistant Hennepin County attorney that is now the Anoka County attorney, Brad Johnson, has been leading that effort and has been talking about it a lot internally and has been following this sort of thing. They have been contacting the police and saying, listen, with respect to the witnesses that we're going to be calling at trial, is there anything in this person's file? Same thing is true at the U.S. Attorney's Office. You will find these prosecutors say, hey, listen, I want to either look at these files or I want to talk to the people that are in charge of it. I have never seen in my career a Hennepin County attorney go to court and try to get judges to compel them, which is now left to myriad decisions that go one way or the other in various cases. And now you've got some judges granting them, looking at these things in camera, which means, you know, on their own confidentially. And you have some judges, like in this most recent case, she tried to get Trooper Londrigan's disciplinary history in another case when he followed somebody into a basement that, surprise, surprise, was a felon in possession, had a firearm. He went in there with Minneapolis police. She has to get his disciplinary records and all the other cops' disciplinary records. When this person obviously was caught on a helicopter going in there, felon in possession of a firearm and in possession of drugs. Why is this making us safer? Why is this prosecutor standing behind criminal defendants and their attorneys and helping them do their jobs? I believe in the advocacy system. And believe me, if there's going to be a case where I think that the state or the government is holding back exculpatory evidence, I am going to be on that and pressing it as hard as I can. That is my job as a defense attorney. But I do not feel that myself, my firm, my family are safer with Mary Moriarty helping me in that effort.
One last thing.
Not right.
Yeah, one last thing. In court yesterday, Stephen Bailey, the individual where the charges are that he drove four times over the limit and killed two individuals at Park Tavern, injured others, was granted supervised release after he posted $500,000 bail into sober living facility. Does that surprise you that he was granted that release?
No. No.
Is that standard? Fairly standard?
It's not standard. It's not surprising that happens in Hennepin County nowadays. I can tell you, if that happened outstate, you would have a far different consequence. If that happened in federal court, he wouldn't have been released prior to trial, and he'd be serving a federal sentence.
Chris, I always appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out. You know we'll reach out again.
You bet. Thank you.
Chris Maddle, 51 past 2 on CCO.